And now, with the magic touch of radio, we transport you all to the home of Baby Snooks.
Well, Snooks, it's bedtime.
I'm sleepy, Daddy.
Just the same, you've got to go to bed.
Why?
Because everybody has to sleep. It's impossible to burn the candle at both ends.
Which candle?
No candle, it's just an allegorical expression.
Let's burn it, Daddy.
Snooks, there's nothing to burn.
Why?
When you hear of a person burning the candle at both ends, he hasn't really got a candle and he's not burning either end.
Is he burning in the middle?
No, it's just a symbolic phrase. Now, come on. You've had a wonderful Thanksgiving dinner. You've played with your toys. Now it's time to go to sleep.
I want some more turkey.
More turkey?
Yeah, from both ends.
Now, look here, Snooks. If you eat another mouthful of turkey, you'll burst.
Will I?
Certainly. You ate enough to feed an army. One more piece and you'd positively explode.
Well, give me a piece and hide behind the door.
No, no more turkey.
I want some turkey.
It'll poison you.
I want some poison.
Now, don't try to bribe me. Come on, get your things off, Snooks.
I don't want.
Oh, please. Here, here's the wishbone. You can have this.
There's no turkey on it.
Well, you can make a wish with it. You take one end and I'll take the other. And whoever gets the largest piece gets a wish. Now, come on. Pull.
All right. I got it, Daddy.
Fine. Now you can have whatever you wish for.
Can I?
Yes. What did you wish for?
More turkey.
All right, you little glutton. I'll give you some more turkey.
Will you give me some white meat?
Yes, I'll give you some white meat.
I don't like white meat.
All right, then, I'll give you dark meat.
No, dark meat.
Well, for heaven's sake, what do you want?
Cranberry sauce.
Now, that's enough, Snooks. I'm not going to let you drive me crazy tonight.
Why?
Because this is one day of the year I don't want to have to spank you. It's Thanksgiving, and we should all be joyful.
When is Christmas?
After Thanksgiving.
I want Christmas to come first.
Well, you can't change the holidays around.
What holiday?
People make holidays to celebrate big events. George Washington's birthday's a holiday. Lincoln's birthday's a holiday.
How did they get born on holidays?
They didn't get born on holidays.
You said they did.
No, no. They were born on ordinary days, but they became so famous that people celebrate their birthdays as holidays.
Oh.
Take George Washington, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why do people celebrate his birthday and not mine?
Because he never told a lie.
No, because he was a famous president, and I'm just a nonentity. I'm nothing at all. Just another drab, colorless human piece of flotsam.
I think you're wonderful, Daddy.
Thanks. Oh, well. At any rate, people make these holidays and we all celebrate. And it gives little girls like you a chance to stay home from school. Is that clear?
It's clear. Oh. Daddy.
What?
I ain't going to school tomorrow.
Why not?
Because I just made a holiday.
You made a holiday?
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to celebrate?
My pussycat's birthday.
Oh, that's ridiculous. A national holiday is only for a great event. What did your pussycat do that called for a holiday?
She had six kittens.
Well, there's nothing remarkable about that.
Could you do it?
Now, listen, Snooks. I'm trying to explain to you that a national holiday must be some great occasion, like Thanksgiving Day.
What?
Well, if you get undressed and get into bed, I'll tell you the whole story.
All right.
Well, to begin with, some states celebrate Thanksgiving a week earlier than others.
Why?
I don't know. You'll have to ask the president.
Call him up, Daddy.
No, not now. Thanksgiving used to be the last Thursday in November. That's the day when the pilgrims landed in America.
They landed last Thursday?
Yes.
I want to see them.
Oh, you can't see them.
Why?
Because they're all dead. They started out for America over 300 years ago.
And they just got here last Thursday?
No, they didn't get here last Thursday. They got here in 16... in 1760... It was over 300 years ago that they arrived.
Who did?
The pilgrims. So now we celebrate their arrival by killing a turkey. And everybody's supposed to be thankful.
The turkey, too?
The turkeys don't know about Thanksgiving. We use the turkey as a symbol because that's the first food the pilgrims found.
Who's the pilgrims?
The people who first came here. They landed on Plymouth Rock.
The turkey?
No, the pilgrims. On Plymouth Rock.
Who's he?
Who's he? Plymouth Rock. The rock they landed on.
Who did the rock land on?
The rock didn't land on anybody. They landed on the rock.
Who landed?
The pilgrims.
Why?
Because they've been traveling on the ocean for over 6 weeks. And they were...
Who traveled?
The pilgrims! That's why they were happy when they landed at Plymouth Rock. That's over 300 years ago. And the name of the boat was the Mayflower.
Were you with them, Daddy?
Oh, of course not. Do I look that old?
Oh, no.
Well, I wasn't with them. But I'm proud to say my forefathers were.
Did you have forefathers?
Why, certainly everybody has forefathers.
Me too?
Yes.
Where are the other three?
Oh, don't start that. I'm talking about my ancestors, my forebears.
Your ancestors had four bears?
Sure.
How many bears did your uncle have?
My uncle didn't have any bears. Nobody had any bears. My ancestors were my forebears. Understand?
Understand.
Well, what do I mean?
Your aunt had four sisters, and they were all bears.
Now, that's right. Now go to sleep.
I'll finish it, darling.
Not if you're going to keep interrupting me. Will you be quiet?
Uh-huh.
All right. After the pilgrims landed on the rock, they went and found a clearing in the woods. They built cabins, but pretty soon all their food supplies gave out. They were about to starve when one of the pilgrims rushed in with a thing we all eat now for Thanksgiving. Do you know what that was?
Uh-huh. The rock.
Snooks! Could it be possible you don't know where Plymouth Rock is? Could that be?
Could.
Well, I guess that makes you the only... That's really a distinction.
Oh, Daddy.
You're incredible. Why, Plymouth Rock is in... Don't they teach you anything in that broken-down school? It's in Maine or Denver or one of those eastern states. I think. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Now say your prayers and go to sleep.
All right, Daddy. Dear angel, I want to thank you for my wonderful daddy and my mommy and my little brother and for all the turkey kids. And I hope all the poor little children get plenty of Thanksgiving dinner like me. And please, dear angel, make Plymouth Rock reunite at home.
Why, sure. What kind of a strange request is that?
Well, yesterday we had to write a composition about Thanksgiving.
Yes?
And that's what I put on my paper.
Good night.
Good night, Dad.